What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Live Free Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mike Maxwell. This show is going to be a little bit different than normal. Typically, I'll have a guest and do an interview and have a conversation. This one is a little different, as you'll see. So I hope you enjoy it. On a cool 70-degree winter night in San Diego, California, I ran into an old friend. An outsider type who I'd known 10 years prior, whom I'm going to keep anonymous for the time being. We knew each other from the downtown art scene. He was a creative type with a lot of energy, who was quick with ideas and seemed to take pleasure in commanding a crowd. I used to hang out with the gentleman on this recording and a few other guys for about a year in my 20s. Eventually, I lost touch with these guys. That was until recently. So, in January 2011, I pull up to my favorite weed shop to take care of, you know, my medicinal needs, of course, all legal, when I hear someone shout my name in a sort of rough-throated tone. Hey, Mike! I'm greeted by this old friend, and I notice a slight look of concern on his face. His eyes are wide and his pupils are dilated, which is fairly noticeable above his pale blue eyes. He's a small business owner, and I've just walked into his place of business. There are three customers in the room as well as three of his employees. He says to me, "Come back here, I want to show you something." On his desk sits an oversized book of detailed Hindu illustrations of gods and deities and demons and a lot of other mystical things. He begins to explain to me how his chakras are now tuned and his third eye is wide open. He tells me he's been opening people's pineal glands left and right and aligning people's chakras and reading energies and lights and ascending to new dimensions and seeing ships and aliens and this sort of thing. So after he tells me this, he not so subtly suggests that I get a reading and get my chakras aligned. And this is what followed. Quick disclaimer before I play the audio, my old friend here who is on the tape had suggested that I film this thing. But I felt slightly uncomfortable holding my phone and filming. So instead, I turned on the voice recorder and began taping. The sound at the beginning is muffled as I sit in the chair and get settled, but the rustling noise stops after I settle in. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I call this story The Bringer of Light.
Worked out my own for poison. The only reason he became poison is God chose his ass out of here so he could get my band to fucking wake everybody up.
The heart is the hardest to open because of all the blockage, because we're physicians, fucking only love people fucking the we know. And solid flex is because we think we have to make it. You don't understand. I see through reality. I manifest my own reality like I fucking tie my shoe in the morning. It's even easier than that, dude.
At this point, I've now sat down and I'm in a reclining type chair, sort of similar to that of a hairdresser. He had taken his necklace off, which contained two crystals that he held directly over my chest, and slowly the crystals would begin to spin into wider and wider circles.
And this tells me which way it's spinning. Watch this. This all answers questions for me, yes or no. And it also, I can go around here and see where the entities are. There you go, your heart's good. So anyway, what you have to do is let go. Let go of any resentment you have towards anybody, any grudges you may hold on anybody. Because once you realize that there's only one of us here, and it's God experience in itself, and it's karma, the reason that you have to, the person did it to you is because it was owed to you. So let go of all, like, you know, any resentment towards anybody, any, like, you know, your heart's big anyway, but I can get it going bigger. So let out any, like, you know, shit you hold against people. What do you call that? Well, now you can. Your chakras are open. Look at your heart. Let the light in. Close your eyes. Let the light in. Cosmic Christ consciousness. All that's positive in the universe. All ascended masters. Buddha, Christ, Ashtar, anybody, you know. Let all the light in. Okay, through your solar plexus. Just focus real quick. Watch your hands. Focus real quick on your solar plexus area. You feel energy there? Dude, I'm opening people so quick now. Not everybody opens this quick, dude. This other girl, I could not get it out of her. She had a fucking carnitine thing in her or something. What the reptilians stole us from. Basically, all these races fucking owned her.
Right here, I begin to feel slightly uncomfortable and kind of like in a vulnerable position. I took the opportunity to sit up and sort of gain my composure and ground again. I could tell that the other people in the room were paying attention to what was going on, and it made me feel slightly uncomfortable. He gets slightly upset that I decide to stop the chakra tuning in the middle of the process, as you'll soon hear.
And then it's the 17 in there. There's the other parallel universe that we vibrate in 50.
On Earth, or?
Yeah. It's open. You have to finish on your screen, honey.
As a sun.
If you're a sexual knowledge man, forget about it. Because, dude.
I gotta go.
But when we have some time to feel better.
You must have dark in you. You must have dark in you talking you out of this, dude. I'm telling you, because you are not fucking done, bro.
What do you mean?
You have to invite the light in, man. You have dark forces in you trying to talk you out of this right now is what I mean. Lay down. Trust me, homie, this is not a fucking joke, bro.
I
know you know me, but I'm not in linear time and in this 3D reality anymore, dude. I've been fucking activated. I agreed to come here from the Galactic Federation of Light and do this. It's not my fault. I didn't know that, dude. You know what I mean? But now I do. So, you have to make sure look at that. See,
what am I making sure of?
Boom. Look. Your chakras are fucking tuned right, dude. You only have fucking a couple of them open right now. Your chakras, what they are, is your energy sources.
Yeah,
their energy sources that they put dormant so they can control us, dude. They have their energy sources open. You know, they have their pineal glands open. That's how they control us, man. You know, there's people that go to yoga that can't do this. You know why? Because the divine consciousness, what it is the divine consciousness in all of us, dude, the God and our ego took over and detached us from God. That's what ego means, you know? Exiting God out, you know? Exerting God out. That's what ego means. But this isn't theory. This isn't philosophy. This is the straight-up reality truth of it. Once your pineal gland is fully activated, you gain all spiritual wisdom and knowledge. You're a computer that are fucking being
exactly
a hologram.
What is activating it mean?
Open it up. Try open your third eye, dude. It's open. We just opened it. So if you don't want to, fine. Then you're going to be way out
left. Well, I mean,
you're out of balance. But I'll tell you what.
I just have to, I'm trying to understand you, not just buy in.
What's going
to
happen? Buy in. How could you want to buy
I'm just using that as a loose term
but I also know they're going to do this stuff. You have a pineal on your damn hand, and now you're scared to open your pineal gland, which is already open too fucking late.
Well, I'm not scared of it.
I can't shut it now. What you can do is go drink a bunch of Coca-Cola and fucking jump some fluoride down your throat, and then you can shut it again. That's how they keep it shut. You know what I mean? Dude, it's like there's not much time left. If you want to be here for this, for this shit, where is that book? Then walk out the door right now. But if you don't, then listen, kid. Okay, no. Where's that damn book anyway, man? Anyway, the thing is, it used to take me. I'm supercharged right now, dude. Like, it used to take me like maybe a half hour to do this. I have to get crystals to help me and all this, dude. I'm walking around with toes swollen because I have too much energy in my body to contain it. My cellular body only has. I have to do this. I don't want to evaporate yet. I don't want a rainbow white body out of here right now. I want to do some things. That's why I have to get this energy out. That's why it's here. They just want me to zap people, dude. Boom, 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 boom. I'm waking up that whole military base. I'm like zapping Marines, dude. They're going to put their guns. These ships are here now. When your third eye's open, you'll be able to see them. They have plasma field screens. They're invisible. Okay? Hey, play that video. Watch this real quick.
One of his employees pulls up a YouTube video, which I had actually seen before prior to this, and he gets pretty mad at her for pressing play too soon before he prefaces the video, but she jumps back. I'm going to re-record the video because the audio is pretty bad. So I'll re-record the interview and play it here.
I did it!
Cool. Now listen. Okay, here's what happened. This chick, whatever she said, believe it. Because I channel the same people she does, okay? And she's a little more advanced than me, though. But anyway, this happened about a month ago.
That's
right out here.
That's hard for me to do, my friend.
You ready to go?
We told you about a possible missile, rocket, or maybe airplane that was seen off the coast of California on Monday. Today, there still aren't many answers as to what it actually was, but one woman says she has some answers. You'd be surprised to find out where she's getting her information from. Colleen Thomas is a home health administrator turned physicist who specializes in the science of creation. And she's the mother of a race of good aliens here on Earth called Pleiadians. She says she knows exactly what happened with that missile, and she joins me now from Roseville, California. Colleen, thanks so much for joining me. First of all, tell me what you know about what happened with that supposed missile.
I got in my ear, as it were, as I was sleeping, that it was a missile fired, President Obama trying to start a war with Iran. The Pleiadians downed the missile harmlessly at sea, and then last night from San Diego, our government fired another ICBM at the Pleiadians this time. But the Pleiadians ships are able to change density and do all kinds of things that these guys on this planet have never imagined. And a rocket could pass right through them and not harm them. And plus, they can outrun it too if they wanted to just get out of the way. But it's really kind of silly to think that we can take on a race that's been around for many, many, many millions of eons longer than the reptilians.
And really briefly, Colleen, some people might not know exactly who the Pleiadians were, so why would President Obama want to fire an ICBM at the Pleiadians?
Because they're here to rescue the human beings who are being enslaved on this planet and forced into a paradigm of a super oligarchy that favors the Bilderberg Group and the Illuminati and is completely and utterly without any conscience towards the human beings whatsoever. They poison us deliberately in order for us to have to buy pharmaceuticals so that they can string our miserable little lives along on pharmaceuticals for the rest of our aging days. There's no need for us to be in the kind of physical condition that we are in. But they put chemtrails in collusion with BP, British Petroleum. They put chemicals in the jet fuel, and that jet, those chemicals end up getting sprayed in these minute particulates that rain down on our food, on our crops, and in our water. There's lithium in those chemtrails. There's also fluoride and a lot of other heavy metals that are dispersed in the air as chaff, so that the American government can talk to one another militarily without being listened in upon by other foreign countries. They know this stuff is toxic for us, but there's money in toxifying us. And so they work in collusion with the pharmaceutical companies with these backdoor deals, changing the laws and making everything favorable for these guys, but not favorable for the humans whatsoever. Humans are just commerce to these people, and they're also meat to these people. They not only kill and eat us, they sell our dead bodies on a meat market of their own kind that goes passing by here every 50 years, and I got that straight from a CIA agent.
And, you know, I know that you say that you have contact with the Pleiadians. How often do they talk to you, and what else do they say about the current situation in the United States right now? We're in a recession. There's talk about China surpassing us in the economy. I'm curious what the Pleiadians have to say about all of those issues, too.
They are working towards the peace of this planet and towards the towards eradicating us of our draconian reptilian infestation. China actually fired an EMP weapon in the Pacific Ocean last night. Its target was an American warship full of fighter planes, and it was on its way towards China and up to absolutely no good whatsoever. So China disabled the ship with an EMP weapon. We spent most of the night last night evacuating everybody that was on that ship off because it was completely dead. No electronics whatsoever survived the EMP pulse.
Wow, well, it sounds like you've had your hands full these days. You've been very busy, and the Pleiadians definitely sound like they have an interesting analysis on what's going on here in the United States and across the world. Colleen Thomas, a home health administrator, I really appreciate your time with us. Thank you so much.
As the YouTube video is playing, my buddy goes out front to have a smoke, and after I'm done watching the video, I join him out front.
right now. Visible. Look at that ship right there, buddy. Boom, boom, boom. It's black. Too black to be a star. That's a ship. It's hovering right there. White, green, blue lights. They're all around. I can tell you, no, that's not a plane, dude. That's a plane. That's a ship. They post every night for like a couple hours for me. There's another ship there. Now, there's a ship there you can't see. There's a mothership right there that you can't see. Once you learn how to use a third eye, you'll be able to see it because they have the blasted screens. You know, they're here to kick ass, dude. They're done. They're fucking over it. They don't want to give us disclosure. They're going to handle it for us. I can tell you the whole story of why. You know,
well, when I have more than, I would love to
Jesus
hear it if I had
there.
More than
Jesus
20
there, you know
minutes.
What I mean? Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. But you know that your third eye's open now, and you need to tune your chakras, and it takes 2 seconds, or else you're going to be out of whack. You don't want to be out of whack. You're going to think way clearer. You're going to be able to channel things, dude.
But I got to see my boys, and then I'm out of here.
Hey, you getting some money?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get.
Yeah, I got to get.
All right, well,
I'd like to witness something for sure.